So that said, we are. This is the Taylor Report, and we are joined by Robin Philpott of Baraka Books. Are you there, Robin?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Very, very good. I was reading an article, Toronto Star, on Saturday by Chantal Hébert, and she says, a shoddy swipe at Quebec can prove costly. And then her paper, the Toronto Star, well, I think it was on Saturday, they wrote an editorial differing with her. They're talking about a professor, and I'll ask you to explain the details, at McGill, who apparently wrote a column that got a lot of attention and led to his decision to step out of some position. So tell us what this is about.
The man's name is Andrew Potter. He was former editor-in-chief of the Ottawa Citizen, and he was director of the McGill Institute for Study of Canada. It's a quite a prestigious institute, they say, and it has gotten money and endowments from the Bronfman family and others, and it was created in the wake of Quebec referendums on sovereignty in order to try and favor open dialogue and discussion about Quebec status. And that was one of its founding principles. Mm-hmm. So this man wrote a column in Maclean's, which is, by the way, a very struggling...
Oh, it was Maclean's. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
It was written in Maclean's last Tuesday. Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Written in Maclean's last Tuesday, I think. And he came out with statements which absolutely scurrilous. I mean, in talking about Quebec being a pathologically alienated society, having a deficit of solidarity.
Deficit.
And throwing together things that were totally unrelated. So the first people who started raising, first of all, McGill, the first thing it said, it put out a tweet saying, we don't stand by this position. We do not agree with the position of Mr. Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Gazette started getting after Potter as well. In other words,
There's an unexpected quarter.
And this is why Chantal Hébert points out that it wasn't Quebec, people have called the Quebec politicians or political class that started going after it. It was a bunch of people who just said this had just not ring true. We're not talking about the place that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
There had been a snowstorm, and some cars were left on some peculiar kind of thing that happens in every city when there's a snowstorm, right?
Exactly, and they were left there it turned out 12 hours, and there was, this is the Liberal government brought in, been there for quite a long time, brought in there basically to save Canada. These are the people that all Federals are supposed to love, and they have become incompetent. They've been, people have been shouting at the Liberal government about this since it happened. It happened a week earlier. In other words, a week before he wrote the column. But then he tried to attribute it to not to the political party that was maybe responsible for it, for not being in a position to handle it properly. Although, as some columnists have pointed out, said, I can just imagine that the Don Valley Parkway, if you were hit with a storm like this, and you'd get people stuck on it as well. And
lost a couple of mayors because of snowstorms when they were in Florida and phoned to say that they really were worried about it.
Yeah.
A snowstorm will get you. A flood can destroy you. If you're the politician who's there when the water rises, you're in for trouble.
Yeah, and if you're not on the ball, but anyway, he made all kinds of wild conclusions, linking things that were totally unlinkable. And when he wrote one of the statements, I mean, some people have said, well, what if we replaced a few words here? I mean, the man would have been run out of the country for his racism and prejudice. But here with Quebec, so with Quebec, it got by. In fact, it was McLean.
McLean's quite often. I recall years ago, McLean's tried to headline and cover the inherent corruption of Quebec.
Yeah, exactly.
It is some, and they talked about it. They said, "Oh, in Quebec, everybody's this corruption is natural. You know, it's in their blood, basically."
Yeah. No, exactly.
And by the way, you've published apropos a book, and more than one actually, but one that really focused on this, showing that there's a tradition of this point of view.
Yeah, this thing Potter retracted within 24 hours, and he said this is wrong. I didn't want to do it, and then he resigned. Now, the worst thing about it, people are saying that he was pushed out by McGill, but anyway, he's resigned. We don't know what happened. The worst thing is McLean has not backed down one instant, and in fact, it has written another article basically adding insult to injury by this man, Scott Gilmore, who just happens to be the minister, Catherine McKenna's husband, the minister in the Liberal government of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you point out, the Toronto Star has said, has basically coming to say that we have to protect academic freedom. He was head of an institute. He wasn't writing as an academic. He was writing as a head of an institute whose mandate is to foster dialogue over Quebec.
Well, he certainly started some dialogue. He didn't, foster much, but he started something.
But you were asking about this book. We published this book. In fact, we did it. It's called The Prophetic Anti-Gallic Letters. We published it for the 150th anniversary of the British North America Act, which people have called the Finding of Canada. Mm-hmm. And these prophetic anti-Gallic letters are, you might say, the precursor of this Andrew Potter incident. Adam Tom wrote these a series of letters in the widest circulation newspaper of the day. It was called the Montreal Herald in British North America. The Montreal Herald was the biggest newspaper. He called them the anti-Gallic letters. Then he published it in book form, and so full of scorn and contempt for the population, the Canadian population, as they called it, the Canadiens, who were a majority, and they were a majority. That was the big problem, because he was afraid there might be a republic, a French language republic,
yes,
on the shores of the St. Lawrence, and so he said we have to. English Canadian historiography has tried to disappear this book, but that man was fundamental in the development of Canada. He became co-author of the Durham Report, Lord Durham,
yes,
whose report was the basis of what became the British North America Act 27 years later, in which he said the French population has to be assimilated, that it's a people with no history and no literature.
I guess what we should have done is take the children and teach them English.
Yeah. No, well, that's what we said. And that was the solution was we have to make them into a minority via massive immigration from the British Isles. Which is what they said. I mean, it couldn't come from anywhere else. It was had to come massive immigration from the British Isles. And that was what was done after the 1837 revolt. So this tradition is anchored in Canada. And there's other people who've looked at this very carefully, the history of Quebec baiting, Quebec bashing, or anti-French, and this man called it the anti-Gallic letters. He didn't beat around the bush. He says, anti-Gallic meant anti-French at the time.
He wanted to pursue them all the way to Europe.
It's not something new.
Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, again, the title is the anti-Gallic?
It's called The Prophetic Anti-Gallic Letters, The Hidden Roots of the Dominion of Canada.
And looking it up by author, his name is?
François Deschamps, but he's the guy who annotated the book and everything. Uh-huh. But it's the original author was Adam Thom. It's the first time this book has been reproduced since 1836. Mm-hmm. But it was a very important book in the development of Canada, and the Canadian historiography has tried to ignore it or disappear it. But anyway, just in November, and you can get it at barrackabooks.com. But the point is that this Andrew Potter event is not an isolated story.
No, it's part of an ongoing tradition. By the way, you also have an ongoing resistance, I assume there's going to be some more chapters to this, because, as you say, McLean's is going to double down, and I assume that so will people in Quebec.
They definitely are. People are. And, we can see cases of freedom of speech being tested, for instance, in the world. I wish they would get excited about that, for instance.
Yes.
Pro-Palestinians, when they're speaking in England, are getting... disinvited.
There's more and more. Yes.
Whereas this is not a case of taking away people's freedom of expression.
Yeah.
In the case of Potter, he's still an academic. He's still working. He's still employed by McGill. He's not going to be
head of the that organization. Robin, we have to go. So we thank you very, very much. Baraka Books.
Thanks.
People should go for the books you named. Thank you.
Thanks very much for calling.
Sure thing.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Robin Philpott, Baraka Books. And the article by Chantal Hébert is A Shoddy Swipe at Quebec Can Prove Costly. By the way, really thoughtful. And I would love to see what she thinks of her own editors. As I understand it from Ian, it is time to go. You can find us Facebook.com/The Taylor Report. See you next week.